And welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How we all doing? I took last week off because it was Easter and my parents still celebrate Easter. So obviously my mom was like, listen, you got to celebrate Easter. Your father has cooked you a steak for Easter. Easter. So, you know. Happy, you know, it'd been a crazy week and, you know, I kind of just wanted to take a break a little bit. So, but I am back. We got a lot of shit to talk about. There's several things I want to talk about. Number one, Snake Eyes action figures that Hasbro FanFest show today are so fucking dope. I cannot wait. First of all, I cannot wait that we're getting like a semi-spy slash kung fu slash G.I. Joe action movie. That's great. We're getting, you know, we're not having, it's not like a G.I. Joe heavy thing. It is called G.I. Joe Origins Snake Eyes. So hopefully, I'm also really scared because I don't know if this is going to be, we're going to get Snake Eyes talking throughout half of the movie. And then at the last part of the movie, he gets the Snake Eyes costume and he doesn't, and then he stops talking. So I, yeah, a little scared on that. Maybe that's why Scarlet is there, because Scarlet may be the one that does most of the talking throughout the whole movie. It would be cool if you have Kid Snake Eyes talk, and then if that whole, you know, origin thing that they did in the second movie or the first movie with Chad and Tatum in it if they're basing off of that origin story, then he doesn't talk for the rest of the movie. That would be fantastic, but that is neither here or there right now because that movie doesn't come out until the 23rd, right after Space Jam. But here's my gripe. The toys. So the pre-orders for the Classified series is up on Hasbro Pulse and is up on Amazon. I don't know if Hasbro Pulse and Amazon have a separate... let's check it out, because The one on Amazon says that the action figures are not coming out until October. That the movie is released in July. That's 3 months after the movie comes out. Who wants a Snake Eyes action figure 3 months after the movie comes out? Like, what if... Two things. What if, one, I'm hoping the movie is not bad. What if the movie doesn't do very well? What is going on right now? What is going on? What is going on here? Hang on. I'm getting all sorts of pings and stuff. What is this? Hang on. What are we doing here? What's going on here? All right. Hang on. There are pings everywhere. Oh, okay. That was one of my friends talking about the Mighty Ducks show, which is good. It's the Mighty Ducks show, not to go off on a tangent real quick, sorry. The Mighty Ducks show is essentially just the first movie stretched out into a show. So it's still great, though. It's very wholesome, and it's amazing. But let me get, okay, hang on here. So, let's see here. I don't know. Can we talk? I don't know. I'm recording my pod cast right now. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so let's go to the pre-orders. Okay, so let's see here. The pre-orders are also for October. Why are you going to have a movie figure come out 3 months after the movie comes out? What the hell? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Let's see. Call me. I'll get back with you in a few. All right. Sorry about that. I don't understand it. I don't understand why. You got dope ass action figures coming out 3 months after a movie comes out. I mean, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this, Hasbro? I don't know. Anyways, that was the tangent of the G.I. Joes. But also, speaking of Hasbro, also, they're not really, a lot of people are not jonesing for the Baroness, because the Baroness looks completely different than she has been, even in those shitty G.I. Joe movies. She doesn't really have the long hair. The Cobra symbol is not on the chest. It's now a belt buckle. She's got like weird cat eye glasses. I think that they're following the aesthetic of the movie, because a lot of the Snake Eyes G.I. Joes are going to be, it's going to be, like I said, like a kung fu action movie that's set in the G.I. Joe universe. So I think Baroness is going more for the aesthetic in that genre than normal Baroness. So I don't know. I think it's cool. Storm Shadow looks really dope. His whole outfit looks, there's a lot of it. It looks like it's hard to use white, like in a white, like a snow white, for an action figure. So there's a lot of like cream white, but at the same time, it still looks dope. It still looks like it's more of a, more like a gi type of armor. Well, gi is not armor, but they're incorporating a gi with armor and sleeveless jacket. I mean, you can't go wrong with a sleeveless semi trench with bad guys, because you know bad guys always kind of go with semi trenches. But obviously it's not going to be like the original Storm Shadow color. So again, they're going for more of a realistic aesthetic to try to match the movie. So either way, all the figures are going to be $22.99. They're on Hasbro Pulse right now for pre-order. Go check it out. Let's see here. Secondly, for the Transformers, you're getting more Beast Wars stuff, and we're getting Rhinox. Dope ass Rhinox, which I'm looking forward to getting. Rhinox is a dope ass Transformer for the Beast Wars. in the Marvel Legends section, you're getting, if anyone from grew up watching cartoons in the 90s, we're getting a cartoon Iron Man from that cartoon where it had like the 3D when he threw the armor out. It was a suitcase, and then it like stood up and he just walked into it, and it was like a 3D model of Tony Stark putting on the armor. And then throughout them, I think it was like season 3, you get like a dope ass like 90s rock theme song where now he has like the long hair, and he doesn't have the chest piece. It's more off to the side on like a peck. And every time he was like banging the anvil, the guy would line up the song with saying, "I am Iron Man." And as he was doing that, there was like pictures of different armors that he's made on behind him. So yeah, we're getting three different Iron Mans. You're getting cartoon Iron Man, HoloLens Iron Man, Stealth Iron Man. You're also getting Ironheart, which is real dope. I can't wait to get, I want to see if I can get that. The cartoon Iron Man and Ironheart, I want to get. We're getting comic book accurate Ultron. And then Infinity Saga Fat Thor. But don't try to look that up, because guess what? It's already sold out. It was sold out the minute they announced it. So, you know, if you got one, if you're one of the people that's listening to this and got one, congratulations, sir. I hope you enjoy your action figure. Also, there was a 12-inch Marvel Legends Daredevil with two different heads. There's a Matt Murdock beat-up head, and then there's three heads. There's a Matt Murdock beat-up head, there's a Daredevil head, and then there's a mask that he can hold in his hand as he's unmasked, and he's got bandages on his arms. So it looks pretty cool. It was going to be $60, and that's a little much for a 12-inch. I don't know if anyone's going to pay $60 for a 12-inch. I mean, why am I saying? I don't know anyone. I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people paying $60 for a 12-inch, but and then as proper replicas, if I can say replicas correctly, it's the Eye of Agamotto. It's Doctor Strange's necklace. That is $50, but the eye does glow and it looks pretty dope. So, yeah. Now, what was I going to talk about? Let's get into the wrestling corner. Ding ding. So. First night at NXT, Stand and Deliver. It was all right. They got some great matches, but it was all right. Second night of Stand and Deliver, the Finn Balor match. Oh, that was crazy. That was like, oh boy, that was two warriors going at it. And it was fantastic. I enjoyed it very much. It was great. Spoilers. Finn Balor loses, and Karrion Kross gets the title, which Karrion Kross deserves, because that man came in, whooped everyone's ass the first time, won the belt, then tore something seriously, had to give up the belt. Finn Balor won it, and he's been carrying it for a while, and now it's Karrion Kross's time, because I believe either Finn Balor's going to take some time off, or he is going to do a different thing. So, and in my head, I thought that we were also going to get, somehow Finn Balor was going to retain his title by somehow the NXT universe was going to start their own Bullet Club, because the Bullet Club in, the Elite Bullet Club has started rebuilding itself in AEW. There's already the Bullet Club in New Japan. I thought that Adam Cole was going to come out and help Finn Balor. And they were going to start their own Bullet Club, but that's just my imagination going wild. That did not happen because I tell you this right now, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly just beat the ever-living breaks off each other. And it was going back and forth, back and forth. It was, ugh. Apologies. It was crazy. It was too much, but it was a fucking fantastic match. And then, spoiler alert, Kyle O'Reilly wins. WrestleMania is tomorrow and Sunday. So, there are going to be people in the stands. And so this is going to be a live event. Live events have started slow. Baseball has slowly but surely started in some, like, obviously, if you've seen a baseball game in Texas, the stadium is full. It's Texas. Let's be real here. Texas really didn't follow a lot of the protocols. So that's the thing. The Dodgers, my favorite team, the Dodgers had a 25% capacity and they were doing everything digital. Tickets were digital. Parking was digital. Food was order ahead of time. Merchandise and all that stuff, digital. They did the ring ceremony. They did a tribute to Tommy Lasorda. It was fantastic. They won also, so great. But yeah, so we're slowly getting there, slowly but surely getting there. But you know, let's keep this vaccination train going, because I had gotten my last shot on Thursday. And I didn't get really any of the symptoms. I got a sore ass arm, a little soreness in my back and my knee, but that was it. And like maybe an hour or two later, I was fine. I was back to normal. Nothing was sore or anything like that. So yeah, still, it's worth it. Go do it if you can. One more, I want to go back to Hasbro real quick. There is a limited edition auto transforming Optimus Prime. Now, this, if you've not seen it yet, go online if you can and type Hasbro Pulse Optimus Prime. This thing has so many moving parts in it. It transforms into Optimus and then transforms back into the truck by itself. It has dope as like a library of phrases. It's, what was it? Is it $500 or $600? It is $700. Sorry. It's $700. The lights work in the eyes. The lights work in the truck lights, in the tail lights. It makes driving noises. It's really cool. You can control it in an app. It's fucking cool. Like, it has like real robotic parts in it. And this comes out in October, which makes more sense, because you're not promoting a movie. And this also has got a shit ton of moving parts in it, so I understand why that's a thing. Also, you can get Wash's, you can get Wash's, helmet. Star Wars, what was it? Star Wars Black Series, Wash's, pilot's helmet. So if you ever wanted to cosplay as Wash, or just get a helmet from Wash, it's coming. That is also, is $100. It comes, the helmet comes out in June. You have 2 months to pre-order this helmet. And this is not even promoting anything. It's just Washburn's helmet. Let's see here. Yeah, it's Wedge's. Sorry, Wash, why did, I don't know. Sorry, it's Wedge's helmet. My apologies to all Star Wars fans that are listening. It's Wedge's helmet. It's $100. It's coming out in June 1st. If you are a fan of Wedge or have ever wanted to cosplay as Wedge, get this helmet. It's on Hasbro Pulse right now. Pre-order. You have 2 months to pre-order this dope ass helmet. All right, that is, sorry, we had to step out of the wrestling corner for a minute and talk about those two dope ass things that has, but I'm back in now. I'm back in the wrestling corner. I'm sorry. WrestleMania is this weekend. It's going to be, I'm eager to see what happens. I don't want Charlotte Flair to win. I want Rhea Ripley to win because Charlotte Flair beat Rhea Ripley the last time they were doing this WrestleMania, and it took this much long for Rhea Ripley to get back to where she is now. In my opinion, Rhea Ripley is a little bit better than Charlotte Flair. We need to stop with Charlotte Flair, okay? I get it. She's the daughter of a Hall of Fame, Ric Flair. Ric Flair is dope, but at the same time, we need. The woman has had all the belts. She's been on all the shows. You need to spotlight a new type of woman, and that is Rhea Ripley. My opinion. Also, I want Kevin Owens to win over Sami Zayn. I want Drew McIntyre to win over the Almighty. I don't know why we're doing the Braun versus Shane O'Mac. That's the dumbest match ever. But I want Braun to win. I want Randy Orton to win so we can stop doing these goddamn fire fun things because we kill him. He comes back. We kill him again. He comes back again. Stop it. Stop it. I'm pointing at the monitor. Computer monitor, like I'm trying to talk to a person, but stop that. New Day, I want to keep the tag titles on the New Day, and I'm probably missing a whole lot more, but that's my predictions. All right. Let's see here. What? Oh, there's a root, there's talks that Marvel and Ryan Reynolds are going to be doing an animated Deadpool series. If that actually happens, we need to do that. We need, yes, let's, yes, please, let's do that now. And yeah, I'm all for that. Let's see, the new Star Trek movie apparently gets a release date. It's not a set release date, but it's going to be getting released in 2023. There, let's see here. There's no real. They oh, there. It's supposedly going to be released on June 9th, 2023. That is there right now. There's their directions right now, but I don't. Let's. We'll have to see what else happens. Now, okay, people, we need to talk about this live action Powerpuff thing going on. I don't know why it's going on. I don't know who greenlit it. I don't understand it. It's live action. They're not little girls. They're grown ass women playing Powerpuff Girls. There is a Mojo Jojo son is supposed to be the bad guy in this movie. I don't understand it. I don't know what happened to CW. CW, what happened? I mean, they were it. I don't understand. They were. They were so cool. They were doing a lot of great super. They weren't like the stories were not the best stories for the superhero stuff, but the superhero stuff was great. I enjoyed it. A whole lot of other people enjoyed it. But now they're going the opposite way, and they're now doing all going back to their teeny bopper ways, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's they got a lot of great people in it, but at the same time, I don't know how long it's gonna last, this movie. I don't know how long it's gonna last, and I'm sad about it, because what if it picks up a little bit and then it just crashes and burns? It's gonna suck, because then now all those actors are gonna be freaking known for trying to do a freaking live action Powerpuff Girls show. When you if you're gonna do a live action Powerpuff Girls, you should not make it live action. You should make it a cartoon. But you've already tried to do that once and it didn't work, so I mean, should just leave that alone. Just leave it alone. And let's see here. I'm looking over my notes. I believe, nope, that's, I believe that is it for this week for me. Yep, that will be it for me this week. I hope you all have a great weekend. I hope you all are being safe, washing the hands, wearing the mask, getting vaccinated when you have a chance to get vaccinated. And also, I hope you're being great to one another. And I will see you all next week. Have a great weekend, guys.